Thank you, guys. Yeah, excited.
Thank you so much. And thanks for saying I'm your favorite player.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Hey guys, how are you going?
No problems at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. It's a nice introduction.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
A good laugh, a good chat. So enjoyed it. Thanks, boys.
Hello and welcome back to Sky Blue Stories. Jonathan Finger, James Piacentin and Sean Maloney here to talk you through everything pre-season Sydney FC related and things you and ourselves may have missed. We're recording on Origin night tonight. Not that that really, you know, matters. But
Plate of Origin?
Yeah, Plate of Origin, the finale. I think the Greeks...
Greeks won. They got up the Moluccas.
They did. You're Sean's favourite. Thanks for joining us back. We are back in the Hills podcast studio tonight at the Bella Vista Hotel. Obviously, you've found us already, but we are also part of the Football Nation Radio Network. So find us on there if you do come across their pages. We're nearly up to 500 Twitter followers. So do your best to help us boost that number. The better those followers go, obviously the higher quality production we can bring everyone, Sean.
Yeah.
And bring more eyes and ears to our podcast here. There's been a lot going on. We've sort of planning this year. We've got a lot planned for the next, what will be, you know, about 9 months really until the end of the season. Season to kick off in a couple of 8 weeks. We've got 8 weeks to go. Eight whole weeks. Too long for James. He's decided.
I'm upset that we're podcasting for 8 weeks before preseason, before the season starts.
We'll space it out. We'll space it out. We've got a new intro, as you may have heard as well. So thank you again to all those brilliant people that have joined us on this little project of ours, this little, you know.
Labour of love.
Labour of love that we do. And it is a labour of love and one of those things that we're going to try and, with your help, hopefully, is actually turn this podcast into something that's cost negative. So at the moment, we've obviously played to distribute this podcast, and we're hoping to kick off a Patreon probably the next few weeks, I would say. So keep your eyes out for that. We've already had some brilliant people volunteer the idea to us that you know, they'd be happy to throw us a couple of bucks a month. So that would definitely help us with our running costs that Wooshka currently charges. And we're also obviously looking for longer term sponsors, and again in talks with a few people about that. So if you or anyone you know in the Sydney FC family is happy to throw some money towards a podcast and get their business mentioned on here frequently, do let us know and do reach out. But for now, let's say good day to Sean and Jimmy. Sean.
Hey, Jono, feelings reciprocated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. You happy to be back?
Absolutely. It's been a little bit of a layoff. Glad to be back here with the boys, looking over at your lovely faces. There's actually been a fair amount to get through, despite it being an off-season. James, welcome back.
Thank you.
On the decks, the tech man himself.
Whoop, whoop.
John, do you want to mention to our listeners and Kevin what our schedule is going to be like?
Yeah, so as James alluded to, we come back a bit early. I mean, we've got some Asian Champions League games coming up, but... We'll probably be fortnightly, I would say, till mid-December. So that's 3 or 4 episodes to come to you guys along the way. So keep an eye out. Make sure you've got your notifications on wherever you do subscribe to us. And we'll get through those and get back to a weekly schedule. Yeah, probably in the lead-up to kick-off of season 2016 of the A-League.
27th of December.
Yeah. James, how have you been, mate?
Good.
Yeah. Anything going on?
No.
How's Tottenham?
Yeah.
Doing all right, aren't they?
Kept me going.
I don't want to take this off on a tangent, but
now he's perked up.
They're doing all right, eh?
Oh, you're just getting through the admin, and I'm just like, you know what? Let's get on to the bits where
Bale got his first goal.
Yeah, outrageous. I like that we're holding two separate conversations. It's one where I talk to Jonathan. There's the other one where
it's
I
like
ignore
a love
you.
Triangle.
We will do that very shortly, James. So we're gonna give you the best of the socials that we've up and around that you may or may not have seen. We'll talk some club business. Talk stadium rebuild. We'll talk squad, even though they're, I mean, there's been a couple of changes, but they're important ones as well, and also a bit of movement in the youth ranks, which we'll talk about. So yeah, it's great to be back. I guess we'll kick straight into it.
Let's talk about around the grounds, John, and the best of our socials. There was a lot of talk over Twitter and whatnot about our potential possible new kit for the coming season. You know, Adelaide released theirs, Brisbane released theirs, Wanderers released theirs, probably some other as
Mexicans,
well.
Yeah.
And we're not getting a new kit this season.
Boring.
Yeah. So hopefully there's a discount maybe coming with that.
Can't surely, see that happening. Surely you can just buy 40%. Last season's ones.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. You've just got the wrong patch on it, right? The wrong golden patch.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I understand it's all about cost cutting and COVID's taken a hit to the Sydney FC wallet. So
I think supply chains as well. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm disappointed. If someone like Adelaide and Macron can get their crap in order, like the third to second biggest sportswear manufacturer in the world in Under Armour can get their shit
Danny,
together too.
Poor old Danny got some backlash about it because he was sort of teasing that, you know, we'd have our own unique design and then Corona hit.
I am actually disappointed.
So am I. I was actually going to fork out some cash.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of this year's Under Armour, so I was looking for something new. It's the Southampton kit with different colours and some patterns.
Yeah.
Right. So, but you could say that about the Nike and Adidas kits, I guess.
Yeah. So I might, we might leave that one.
Yeah. We've had some warm-up games over the last few weeks. The boys started off with a 1-1 draw with Manly United. Then they had a lovely 4-0 win over Sydney Olympic. Interesting.
Not a small team.
No, so they were playing some. The goal scorers were interesting. Costa 2, Trent and Pat Wood.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Who?
Cobra.
Did what?
Costa. Who? Your mate.
He scored two goals.
He scored two goals. Yeah. Pre-season. Hopefully he hasn't peaked.
When was the last goal he scored in the A-League?
Was that last year? No. Last season?
Is that rhetoric?
I don't know.
He's right, you know.
Yeah.
I love you, Costa.
And then they had a 2-1 win over MacArthur Bulls, the new team.
Yeah.
The new boys.
Do they even have a full lineup?
I don't even know.
They had a whole bunch of trialists.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't have a starting 11.
Including Ali Abbas.
Ali Abbas.
He's back from Iraq.
He's trialing with the Bulls.
What is he, early 30s?
34.
Young. Great age, 34.
Nice sit back defensive midfielder. Doesn't
where
do
would
much.
You see him? Where do you, let's say he makes the team. Where would you see him play, Jono?
Off the bench for a start. Okay. I don't think he'll make the starting lineup.
Yeah.
He's there for morale. He's got a great story.
Yeah. He'd be there for experience. Although they've got quite a few experienced blokes now, like Milligan. Tommy Orr, and a couple of the foreigners. He hasn't obviously been signed on yet. But I think just for nostalgic purposes, it'd be great to see Ali running around in the A-League again.
First game playing them, there he is on the sideline, like that comeback game when he did his ACL back from that.
He can score against us.
That'd be all right. 10-1. So we played MacArthur Bulls. It was Trent got the two goals there, and it was very interesting with the lineup. I had a look at the team sheet. They released it up on Twitter or whatever it was. The bench had no forwards or clear and out strikers for us. So it was kind of, for
back
me,
to those days.
So the front three were Costa, Ivanovic and Trent.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like it was Corica's nod to say, all right, boys, you got 90 minutes together up front. Show me what you can do.
No work. Pat Wood, was he? Pat Wood even on the bench.
No Geordie on the bench either.
They've said, look, they've we'll probably talk about this a bit later on, but they've said they're looking and, most likely be a foreigner.
So.
Interesting.
And then we have another game coming up next week. Is that the
we 12th? Do. Yeah. Just been announced. Ollie Roos.
Yeah, over at Cogra Thursday at 7 o'clock. So,
can we go to that?
You can.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay, this probably isn't a conversation for the pod, but
does anyone want to
go to that?
I'm otherwise occupied, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
The hell are you doing anyway, hang on. I'm not talking to Jonathan through the rest of the pod. Sean, what are you doing Thursday?
I normally go to Mum's for a home-cooked meal, but I think I can put that onto another night.
You and I can go to your mum's. And then
she does a good chicken schnitzel.
Yeah.
Very good chicken
schnitzel. I'll eat at your mum's and then we can both go to the game.
Wow. She is single.
Cheers. Ollie Roos, Thursday so night. Probably must be just before we fly overseas.
I'll put in a good word for
must
you.
Must be just before we jet off to Qatar.
Yeah. Another thing that my favourite New South Wales premier, Gladys Berejiklian, she is Sky Blue.
As opposed to the other New South Wales premier.
I was about to say.
So bad.
I'm still laughing about this.
Careful.
Yeah, Gladys got the number 9 jersey, so she's going to – maybe she
she's
she's got a foreign name as well. Yeah. So
I think Pat Wood and the like are looking over their shoulder.
She has an Australian name because we're a nation of immigrants.
Sorry, that wasn't very woke
as,
of me.
Yeah, well, as the only ethnic surname on this podcast, I take specific issue to that.
All right, and Dilvo.
The second reason why I'm not talking to you on this pod.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
Didn't take long.
No, I didn't realize how much I missed it until we got into it, right?
The main thing, boys, that we missed was actually the when we had our break from the pod is the Sydney FC Player of the Year Awards.
Yes, there were a bunch
that
of
is
awards.
True.
Unsurprisingly, Bratt's got the Player of the Year. He was consistent with a capital C throughout the season. He was stellar. And our favorite American import, Sofia Huerta.
Oh, Sofia.
Got the W League player. Alfie and Remy got the golden boots for their respective comps. Trees and Redders, members player
Teresa
of the year.
Teresa Palias and Andrew Redmayne.
Yeah, good old Redders.
Uninitiated.
Angelique and Joel King as the under-20s players of the year. Pavlicic, the rising star.
Yeah, so that all happened, I guess, must have been shortly after we spoke to Redders.
Shortly after, all online. It was all posted to Twitter and the like and the grams and the socials. We've already mentioned the season start date. That was hotly interesting, on the 27th of the 12th. So
I'm glad it's December and not January, just.
Well,
there was February touted at one stage, right? It'll
be interesting to see what the crowds are like, but and it's going to be bloody hot.
They're now talking about a very large gap between the end of the upcoming season and the start of the
I think about like 8 months or something. And the, I read in the paper talk about a rejig to the FFA Cup. Like there's going to be a potentially a group stage, so there's more games.
And then a league cup potentially.
Yeah. Well, hopefully if everything stays rather calm with Corona, the stands will be fuller because now outdoor seating is now 1 per 2.
It could up the capacity.
Right?
Yeah, that's the hope, definitely.
Well, they did that with the NRL Grand Final, right? So
it was at 50%,
I think you're right, 40,000 they could fit in.
Yeah, so that's encouraging.
Definitely, yeah. As you said, let's hope those.
And Cogra's getting a rebuild. I think we'll be back in our home anyway by then. State governments have announced.
I miss that.
Yeah. ACL dates. We've got some football coming up, excitingly. We've got to finish off that group stage. The boys will be down in Doha.
When you think about it.
We'll have a bit of football to talk about.
It's 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Literally 2 weeks away.
So like you said, they'll play the Olaroos and then jump on a plane to Qatar. Thursday 19th, we've got Shanghai, and they haven't had any games of the ACL campaign at all, have they?
No, that's right. Yeah, they're yet to get off the mark.
Joongbuk, straightly after that, on the 25th.
Who we drew with.
Very important day the next day, the 25th. The 26th being my birthday. 35, happy birthday, Sean.
Wow.
1st of December, Shanghai again. And then we've got Yokohama, who have been doing fairly well in the J-League.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shanghai, Yokohama, it's still intimidating.
Aaron Moy.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was Oscar, Hulk, Moy.
Yeah.
So we will actually.
Hulk's underage wife.
He scored early.
He did,
in that first.
His first game, I'm pretty sure it was his
first
game.
Let's date stamp this pod and say that we will have another episode just before the first ACL game.
And I would assume that we'll do reviews the week after, right? Yeah. Every game, right? It's great content.
Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful.
Shanghai was that ACL game where they were handing out jerseys at the UNSW Uni all
I
those years.
So.
Yeah. It just made me think.
What, jerseys? I think that might have been Guangzhou.
Okay.
Might have been. I always
Jamie Duncan tweet us, you'll know. And we're welcoming another member to the Sky Blue family. Congratulations, Mr. Anthony Caceres, on becoming a dad. Congratulations to Helen as well. Go for it, James. No. Damn it.
I was looking for the applause button.
I think it's wiped off here. I think somebody's been fiddling.
Sorry.
No, we'll do the...
Yay!
Raise the roof.
Apologies to the Caceres family.
No, that's brilliant. Congratulations to Anthony and Helen on a new baby. Hope so mum and bub are well. And maybe we'll send you off a Sky Blue Stories onesie for the little one. So we'll say I'll start knitting. Jimmy, you mentioned something to us before we walked into the pod about Branners.
Yeah, he's just chucked up. It was probably about 5 minutes before we got our meals. But he's just put up that the club has sent him a 1920 A-League winner's medal.
Not 2021.
2021.
Sorry, thanks, Jono.
You're right, James. Yeah. Sean's being a smart ass.
Yeah.
You said 1920, as in the 1920s.
Only Tottenham were around then.
I'm glad you recognise. Actually, I think Liverpool was, to be honest. So a season 1920. Bloody hell.
/ 20.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate this podcast. It's good to be back.
Winner's medal, which I thought was a brilliant lovely move
touch
by the club.
Very nice.
It sounds like from another post that he's put up on Instagram that his new club in Korea has been taking care of him through what's been.
I was wondering about that.
From what we can tell, a challenging time. He's given them, you know, a bit of a shout out along with members of his family, his wife, of course. And it's just good to see that a bloke as wholesome and as awesome as Branners has been taken care of by a new family, as we know, Sydney FC would have taken care of him. There's also, and this is going to be a bit of a segment for us, there's also been a tweet put out by the club recently, which is a social media survey by the club, which is basically a link tweeted by the club that says, what type of social media would you like to see from Sydney FC?
What kind of content do you want to see on
on social media, like
I think they've been doing a pretty good job lately, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to do anything else.
No, there's, you know.
Stay the course.
Yeah. They could even wind it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So what we're going to do on the pod now for the next couple of minutes is we're going to go through the survey as a group. Now, I want to encourage you all to get on Twitter, have a look at the survey.
I haven't looked at this, so.
Yeah, this is going to be a surprise for Jonathan. We've teased one question to him, which has got his blood boiling and nipples erect. So, question one, what's your age? We're all 25 to 34. Sean?
Just for another few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. What's your gender? We're all white males. And we all live in Sydney.
So
how many games do you attend each year? You're not a member, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Yeah? Okay, so we're all members next.
I get my poncho.
Took me 5 years to convince him, but he is now.
Which social media channel do we use the most often? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube? Twitter for you.
I'm Twitter, only definitely.
Fans. I'm Instagram. Do you actually subscribe to anything on OnlyFans?
I did look into it.
Hinge?
I'm just curious.
Hinge?
Does that count?
Yeah. Are you more of an Instagram or Twitter person? I feel like you're Instagram on Insta for all the thotties,
I think you'll have to go Instagram on that.
Cool. How often do we use each social media channel a day? 1+ hour a day, 1 hour a day, 30 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, do not use.
1+. I'm 1+. I look
for Twitter? 1+ for Facebook?
Yeah.
No, Twitter I was like 1.5.
So. Collectively, TikTok. Does anyone here have TikTok?
No. We're too
old.
Do
not use. YouTube. I reckon probably.
Low.
None.
Yeah. RedTube though, that's different.
Use YouTube if I want to listen to some Ed Sheeran in the background at work or something.
Sorry, what?
Too much?
Who are you?
Oh.
All right, next question, quick.
Can we boot him off the pod?
Yeah.
Thank you. What's your preferred piece of...
He's a poor man's Ed Sheeran.
Sean, this is one for you. What's your preferred length of a piece of content?
1 to 3 minutes.
Sorry, did you say length of...
Piece of content.
Piece of content.
Can we go, can club, if you're listening, go back to the firm that wrote these questions. If you wrote the questions, look in the mirror.
The poor grammar.
I like content.
It's just terrible. Your preferred length of a piece of content, 1 to 10, 20 to 30, 30 to 1, 1 to 3 minutes or 3+ minutes.
Oh, it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I know. Give me context. Yeah. I like 3+ minutes because it makes me feel like a man. When do you consume social media content? Stud. Morning, lunch, afternoon, evening, all day.
All day.
I'm going for the on the toilet option.
Yeah, yeah, the library.
I'm everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rank these types of social content in order of preference. Graphics, photos, news stories, video, quiz. I'm just going to do this for us. Memes is going to the top. Graphics, photos, I'm going to go video. Quiz is last. Polls is second last.
Yeah, I agree.
News stories is third. Which means video goes back there. Oh, gosh. They need a new system. This is terrible.
No, yeah, they'll do.
But then
this is great content.
This is terrible. Photos after news stories? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. What type of content would you like to see more of? Live videos. The live videos kind of suck.
Just pick one. You can click. I know.
Fan-generated content, yes. Throwback goals.
Yeah.
They really do that.
Player like banter? Those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funny.
Training footage?
Yeah.
Nah.
Could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I like Jamie Castaneda's photos that Jamie does. Mm, yeah. They're pretty good from the photo.
Match analysis?
We do that already. So
yeah, Interviews, we do that. Behind the scenes, yep. Player profile stories, boring.
Oh, we're doing that anyway.
Yeah, on this day.
Sean likes those. Sean likes on this day.
Yeah, I like
it's my least favourite section of the pod. Match highlights, I'm joking. Match highlights? No, I've got KO for that. Cool. Other Sky Blues Blue Story.
Get the name of our podcast right. Don't say Sky Blue Views.
Yes. Thanks, ladies.
What type of photos would you like to see more of?
Nudes.
Ninkovich in a bathtub.
Yes, please.
3D images, archive, photo montages, training, match action, players' home life, fan images, behind the scenes.
What would 3D image? What would that be? 3D.
It's this weird thing you can upload to Facebook.
Yeah, tilt your phone. Yeah.
And I don't understand.
Let's do players' home life.
Yeah, I want to be invasive.
Yep.
Yeah,
Ninkovich.
Yeah, that's pretty much why we started a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. What type of graphics do you prefer? Infographics, yes. Yep. Player signings. Well, we've got to sign someone. Yeah. As a Tottenham fan, I know the feeling.
Anything Amos Hong does is pretty bloody good.
Wallpapers?
No.
That's a lie. I do use them. I do use them, but I don't need more.
Quotes. No. A quote graphic.
Nah.
Memes, yes. Player statistics.
As long as Zulo's in charge of the memes.
Best 11. Motion graphics. Like, come on, guys. Be specific. What does this mean? That's a terror. GIFs. I didn't do GIFs. There we go. Which type of interactive stories would you like? This is a terrible survey. We're at question 12 of 20, and I'm going to call it there. I'll come back to us.
Yeah. Well, let's have an intermission, James. Good idea.
Skip to question 19.
I can't. I'm just going to give
you can't go to the next question. Like you can see it, but you can't.
Yeah. Like without.
Engage with it.
Articles, member mailbag, captain's column. Yeah, and that's not bad.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Get on there and fill it in and you know, give the club some feedback on what you'd like to see on
just
the socials.
Just like what James has been doing.
Yeah. Maybe don't record a podcast about it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do a podcast. All right. Look, boys, been some club squad business that's been happening over the last few months, some that have brought a bit of a tear to our eyes and a tattoo to somebody's arm as well.
Oh, hang on. Outrage. Back on the survey. Question 19.
Yeah.
Would you listen to a Sydney FC podcast?
Yes, I would. It's called Sky Blue Stories. No?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's just...
Shame we can't type into that as well.
Yeah.
You can on Twitter, so...
Yeah. If you're on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on Facebook and you see the link, make sure you let them know about us.
Mm-hmm.
We love doing what we're doing. Like, all jokes aside, we love doing it.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah. Interesting. I feel like...
Breathe, Jonathan.
It's just a question. It's just a question.
We've started something for them.
It's just a question.
We've started something for them. And it's just, I just hope that we get to keep doing what we do.
Oh, well, nothing. It doesn't matter. If the club does an official one, we can still keep going anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just.
We'll just do it better.
Yes. Although I do like our fan Kevin, because my response to the tweet of this survey was to tweet Sydney FC and say, I take issue with question 19. Kevin, our fan.
He liked it.
Immediately.
Good man.
Kevin. Kevin, I love you.
We send Kev a prize pack this year. Yeah. And get them from our Patreon money.
Yep.
Which might be his own money.
Maybe Kevin gets a lock of all of our hair.
I think we're going to. Yeah.
I have pubes to spare.
Oh, James. All right, come on. Back on track, James. So club business, bit of squad business that has been happening over the last few months. We said farewell. We said goodbye. We said sayonara. I can't say it in Hindi. But Alfie has headed over to Mumbai, I believe.
Outrage.
Funnily enough, it's a sky blue coloured kit.
It is.
His tweet was very beautiful. It was very nice. It was heartfelt. He got that shoulder sleeve tattoo of his kids looking at the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. So that was a wonderful tribute. He's the deal, Jono, the deal, James, it's a loan.
For the remaining year of his contract with us, yes.
But the Indian Premier League season finishes in, remind me, Jonathan, it finishes
March.
In March. So there's a possibility, there's a door ajar that he might possibly come back. Personally, I don't think he will.
No.
Heart says yes, head says no. But it's going to leave a big hole in Sydney because what, he scored 20-odd goals last season, golden boot previous year. It's a big shoes to fill.
How do you feel about it, James?
I'm kind of outraged.
It's unlike you. Where's my nice, calm, cool and collected James gone?
Yeah. No, I'm really disappointed. Really disappointed. Leaves the club in a lurch with, you know, it's probably not going to be easy to find a replacement, right? Someone especially as prolific as him, someone who can get into the country, who can get up to speed, who can play in the peak of an Australian summer without being able to acclimatise. You know,
for the first half of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Say what you like about A-League being played in summer, but at least it's a build into the peak of the Australian summer as opposed to the kickoff in December. Alfie said he's done it for his family and he's got to look after his family, which if you kind of look at the circumstances he's in at the moment, his family's actually not with him in India.
Yeah, you obviously meant from a cash money perspective. Right.
So I get it, but I also it's disappointing. It's disappointing. I think we'll miss
it. I don't hold it against the guy. I get it. But it opens the door for other opportunities for some of the other kids to step up, whether it be a Trent, Ivanovic, Geordie Swivel, or my favourite, Pat Wood.
There's been a couple of quotes from key figures in Corica and Townsend that, you know, they definitely are going to try and replace with another, you know, player rather than let the cap sit as it is. So I think it was Stevie that came out and said it'd be silly of me not to try and bring another striker in.
Yeah.
And Danny Townsend's pretty much said the same thing, that, you know, they wanted to leave their options open. That's why it's a loan deal, not a sale. And obviously we've got a loan fee for it, which is positive.
Could there be an A-League replacement? Could you see somebody within the other teams that could?
James McLaren?
Yeah, well, I mean, ain't gonna happen.
We'd like it, but I haven't. Yeah, I don't think so.
There was whispers of that Cuban guy, but again, whispers and just fake news, fake news. But yeah, I think it's smart of the club to go look for somebody else. No disrespect to the young boys, but it's
if we didn't sign anyone, I'd be okay. I think, with giving between Costa, Trent, Ivanovic, and then you've got young Pat Wood who, and Swivel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of youngsters there. I mean, you know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. Is that the saying, Sean?
Well, does this mean Costa could potentially play more central?
Could. Mm. It could if we don't get anyone else, yeah.
I mean, does Corica do that? Does he stick to his system?
It might force him to have to change the formation to a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3 or something like that. But It seemed to me on paper with the MacArthur Bulls game that at least on paper it looked like a 4-3-3, but who knows. And the team against MacArthur Bulls was a really strong team with the likes of Ivanovic, Trent and Costa up front. And that's not even including Caceres and ABJ.
Sean, dare I ask your thoughts on a change in formation?
Yes, you can ask.
How would you feel about that?
I would welcome it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a 4-2-3-1.
Who'd be the one, though?
Bahaja.
Yeah, it'd be a toss-up between Bahaja and Costa.
I reckon the only problem I have with that is I think it's probably putting too much pressure on whoever plays that nine role, especially if they're not an out-and-out nine. If they're playing with a 4-3-3 and you've got any of those players we mentioned in that front three, at least then there's not as much pressure.
Yeah, they can rotate.
And if you're getting balls from Ninkovic, Caceres, Balmyohan, Bratton in the midfield, I mean, they're going to get pretty good service.
Yeah.
So it could be. I mean, we'll soon know. In a fortnight's time, I highly doubt we'll get anyone before.
Might get an idea when the Ollie Roos game. Yeah.
Yeah, as
might
well.
Might get a little sneak peek into what you might do across Corica.
You know, the loss of Alfie is obviously a sad one, but.
Glass half full.
I think. Yeah. We'll see. I think that was actually one of our questions, so we might have answered one of those already from Ash.
Stadium rebuild, Jono. You've been across this?
A little bit. They've done some community consultations and released some basically updated photos and some drone photos and other things through John Holland and Infrastructure New South Wales. So get on and Google and have a look at that. Long story short, they're starting the above ground works now. So it's still, they've done all the below ground stuff, but it's now starting to go upwards, which is great. So it'll soon take shape. And they've got actually quite a lot planned before the end of the year. So I reckon that the update that we get in December or January will be great. And the other thing is that they're on target despite COVID.
Yeah, I was just about to say, are they on?
They're working seven days a week on it. And so July 2022 is still in the sights.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So
imagine the first home game walking into that new stadium in 2022 or something like that.
Good times.
Oh, gosh.
Good times.
Can't wait. And the other little bit of club business squad news, I just want to mention we've had a few people leave. Youngsters. I know we know Alfie has left, but we've got a few youngsters leave. For those who don't know, Marco Tilio has headed down across the border, down to Melbourne City. Whether he's in the starting 11, who knows.
Lose, what's his face? Brillante.
Oh, yeah. Did he go?
He went to Greece.
Oh, that's right.
The owner of Sydney Olympic bought the Greek club.
Yeah, Popovic, yeah.
Yeah, Popovic went.
The other youngster, which was a bloody shame that, you know, if Alfie made you cry by going, James, this one made Jono and I cry. We're in the fetal position for a little while. Jake Holman is headed down the M, whatever it is, down the M5 or something, down to MacArthur Bulls. So, look, I'm excited to be able to see him get some game time in at A-League level.
He scored for him in a trial the other week in their first game.
He's talented. Against Camden Tigers, he's
the Ninko replacement.
Yeah.
I hope still the boys gave him plenty in the friendly the other day.
Yeah.
is this Ninko's last season with us?
Second last, I think. Yeah.
Which is interesting because he was a bit flat last year.
Oh yeah.
The comment he made after the grand final was something like, I don't know if my body can do two more years of this. So.
Yeah.
Jokingly, but you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he spends a bit more time on the bench and comes off a bit earlier, but we'll see. And the other fellow that's left was Sagegic. He went over to Rangers.
Yeah, that was the
Scotland.
An odd one. Cam Poupion is the other one that's gone to Brighton and Hove and is having an absolutely cracking start. He's only playing under 18s, but he scored, I think, 6 goals in 4 games or something for Brighton and Hove under 18s. So
at least one of their teams is doing well.
Yeah. Well, he's he's proving that he's, you know, obviously up for probably the next level above that, to be honest. So well done to Cam. And Sagegic, sort of came out of nowhere. But, I mean, Glasgow Rangers is no small club to be going to.
Yeah. speaking of youth, I just want to spend the next little bit, not too long, on our youth. And because there was a bit of an anniversary in the last week or so with the 5 years since the Academy's inception. So let's just a little mention of how our youth went this year or this past season. The NPL first grade boys, it was a successful season. I think they might feel a little bit disheartened that they dropped down to fifth because they were teetering in that first and second position for a little while. But hats off to the boys for finishing the season in fifth. A great result considering last year they were second last. It was a top four final series, and if it had not been COVID and all that, who rejigged the season, they would have finished in the five and then been in final series. But look, it's unearthed some great talent from, you know, even Holman, even though he's gone down to the Bulls now. Kucharski, Talbot, Kay, Pat Wood, Saraceno, that goal he scored in the grand final. So exciting times ahead. The under-20s boys were minor premiers, just ahead of Blacktown. Who they ended up facing in the final over at Valentine on a very wet evening. Started strong with Saraceno and then just kind of blacked down the city, kind of roared back with a vengeance, nabbed two goals, and that was it. Interesting tweet from Kelly Cross. You saw the tweet, Jono. James, he's kind of saying, I felt I was a little bit salty. He's kind of saying, you know, under-20s, we've got so many 15, 16, 7-year-olds in our under-20s side, and I'm kind of thinking, well...
Yeah, he said something like we gave him a head start with the age groups, but to be fair to him, he's been doing that all year.
Yeah.
Like whenever we've got a result or we've beaten someone 4 or 5-0, he sort of says, you know, pretty impressive considering this.
Yeah, it's great when you're winning, but now it's not so great when you're not.
But it's the same...
Put you in good stead.
It's the same with the first grade, you know. It flows down through the rest of the academy because the first grade is made up of under-20s players where other clubs don't have those restrictions.
Yep.
So, probably a bit defensive maybe, but...
A little.
But they've done exceptionally well. I mean, Sean, you and I went out to... the Wolves, Sydney FC NPL game.
Yeah, Rockdale. 4-0 they were down.
And then
Blink and I got back to 4-3.
Yeah, and some very impressive performances in there. Callum Neuenhoff's probably one that we haven't spoken about a hell of a lot on the pod and when we're talking about youth because he floats in and out. He's usually on the bench for the
he was on the bench on the weekend.
A-League side. Yeah. So, but he was very, very good that day. Beautiful, beautiful service to Pat Wood. And Pat Wood's killer instinct is just something else. He's
got the pace, but he's also got the finish and the technical touch as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, they got out-muscled basically by Wollongong, which pretty much put an end to their finals hopes. But to finish fifth, 11-team season in the top grade, and you got, I think Jimmy Van Weeren said to us that day, there was two players that were 19, the rest were... under 19 years old.
Yeah,
So the academy's doing exceptionally well and they've marked their 5-year anniversary in the last couple of weeks. And speaking of social media and Sydney FC, they did a very good job of sharing some of those milestones. And
there's
some of
trophies those and achievements they've had. Even though some of the photos of them as little ones at the birth of the academy, a little Ryan Teague and... you know, baby face there, and look at them now, and how some of the boys have headed overseas, and some of the boys have made the first team, like Harry van der Sarg, and also that graphic of where they've come from across Sydney was quite interesting as well. Nobody from Enfield, strangely, I missed out.
There's a couple of Blacktown.
Yeah. and also there was the last bit was, you know, playing the Sydney FC way and how they play from the top, from the first team. All the way through down to the youth boys, they're playing in that particular style. So when players have to step up from the 20s into the first or from the first into A-League team and so on, they kind of don't skip a beat. So
it does interest me, and again, you hear this from clubs all over the world playing the insert club here way. Mm. And it's something that we spoke to, I think, Danny and a couple of the guys about. But you've also got to keep in mind, playing the Sydney FC way is great, but... you know, despite what we sometimes say on Twitter, we don't play a lot of youth at Sydney FC because we want to win trophies. That's just what we do. And I guess what I've always argued is why can't you do both? What my point about playing the Sydney FC way is it's great to prepare them, but it doesn't necessarily translate into A-League.
Yeah.
Because every time Stevie changes his tactics, which is never, yeah. But that's not going to flow. But that's not going to flow down to the rest of the academy. Do you know what I mean? But
this season might actually kind of force somebody's hand and say, "All right, we're going to have to start playing more youth and give them more opportunities."
I hope so. I mean, we haven't really lost that many, apart from Alfie.
Apart from Alfie, yeah.
From that first team, there's not many going. So yeah, let's hope so. But let's also hope we keep winning, huh?
Yep, I like winning. Jono, we put out on Twitter and we got a really nice response from the Twitter sphere, a whole bunch of questions.
We did, yeah.
Just said, pretty much, Jimmy, we kind of pretty much left it open-ended and just said, hey, talk to us. What were some of the questions? What was the first one we got here, James?
So first off, Ash Williams. Welcome back, Ash. Good to see you. Hope you're well. Can we see Lafondra staying the loan term with Mumbai City? Can you see him getting an early release if he doesn't get the minutes at Mumbai? Personally, Ash, I think Mumbai are idiots if they don't give him the minutes. And then as things stand at the moment, and realistically, they're probably not going to change, and I mean this with all respect, especially coming out of India, he would have to quarantine for 2 weeks, which would make any such move would need to be well prepared in advance. 2 weeks in quarantine, then getting back up to speed with the team, relearning plays, if we're playing a little bit differently, he's gone. He's gone for good. I think it's time to say goodbye.
It appeals to swallow.
Yeah. I would love it as well, Ash. I know you're a big fan of Alfie. But I just think there's too many factors that say no.
I hate it when you're logical.
Yeah.
You make absolute perfect sense.
Yes. Yeah. From Nick Rohath.
Hey, Nick.
What are your guys' thoughts on the state of the Jets? And if the opportunity came, which player would you bring to Sydney? I would buy, personally, Nicola Topol-Stanley.
So you can bench him.
So I can bench him and make him watch a title-winning team play every week without him because he is absolute scum. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Why do you hate Nikolai so much?
Well, he played for us, then he went to Wanderers, and now he's at Newcastle. I've just got no time for it. And he's a dirty player.
Scored a banging goal last year.
Yeah, though. Good for him. Everyone has a fluke. Brillante did it a couple of years ago, and then he did absolutely bugger all. Topol Stanley's a dirty player who's washed up and has no.
Really?
Oh, he's dirty. He's horrible. Anyway.
He's an angry man.
Who would you guys take from Newcastle?
Ugarkovic would be my choice. But Sean, you sort of mentioned, a few people have sort of mentioned Bernie.
Well, he wanted out of the club, apparently. That was a little bit of the whispers.
You would think that he's going to end up with, Well, let's leave that because I think it comes up in the questions later.
Yeah.
But, I'd love Ugarkovic to come in and strengthen that midfield, definitely. But, again, we'd then be, going against our Callum Neuenhoff's, Chris Savellas, who are waiting in the wings behind Rettray and Bratton. So,
and I don't necessarily want to weaken the Jets because I want a strong A-League competition. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I want,
I think they'll be okay. Yeah. I think they'll be okay.
Mm.
Dirty what their coach did, but anyway.
So thanks for that, Nick. Jovan?
Another Jovan? Former guest. We're doing well.
Given the ISL usually finishes in March, do you think Lafondra plays the last half of the eight? No.
No.
No. Sorry. For all the reasons mentioned above. Sorry. Also, okay, mate, the next three are from you, so let's just say it's, should we sign Bernie Abini, new striker, use Patrick Wood? Boys.
Well, Bernie, if we did, he's not a striker. He's not a nine. He's a winger. We've got Costa. We've got Ivanovic.
He did
outplay
Zillo. That was brilliant.
He was massive that night. He looked so good to watch. You
could definitely hold the ball up if you wanted to. Shoulders like that.
Broad ass.
Yeah, he's really stacked it on the muscle, right?
But if he came back hat in hand and said, Stevie, I'll come play for you, you wouldn't say no, would you?
Would you?
Why would you?
He was a bit of a, what's his name? Bloke that went to Adelaide.
George Blackwood.
Yeah. It just didn't really
in his
produce
second stint,
that much,
in
right?
His second stint, you're right.
I like a beanie from the concept of liking a beanie, but
I'd rather it came to us than went to the Wanderers, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which is, I think, what will probably end up happening.
Yeah. If we had to release one player, who would it be? Will we win the double again? I don't know about the double, but we're certainly on for the three-peat.
If we had to release one player, though, who would it be? I'm going to be right on the fence here and say no one, because we've already released Alfie, Tilio, Holman, Sergeyevich.
Yeah, but if we had to, release one more.
Had to release one.
None of these non-answers.
I want to get everybody on the pod for interviews.
No, it's okay. The club's doing a podcast.
Exactly. So we can say what we want. Yeah.
But Redders loves it, so that's all that matters.
Love you, Redders.
Thank you, Andrew. Gosh. And everybody else in the club that listens who is not come out of the woodwork yet.
You know that scene? Okay, this just go with me on this. I'm going to go on a little journey.
I'm worried.
The scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker comes out of that garbage bag because they've brought him in dead. And then, like, he goes, okay, I want you guys to join my team. And he breaks the pool cue in half and throws it on the ground and says, all right, fight. Yeah, and whoever comes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what you'd like to do with us.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Sean.
My buddy's on jokes. You fight dirty.
No, I meant ABJ and Costa, the only one of you can live.
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
My self-esteem, I just crumpled.
That's where I'm going with this. It'd be like, okay, pull Q, snap it in half, Costa and ABJ, go. See what happens.
Who would you release, Jonathan? Go on. Stop being such a Nancy.
Well, look, I think I sort of answered this.
Apologies to any Nancy's listening.
In a few, I probably answered this in a few of our pods last year, but I'd probably release Zools, who I love. I love Zools.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what he does with
him.
But
if you love something, sometimes you've got to set them free. Let it go.
Well, that's how I feel about who I'd release.
So I think Joel King's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So...
No, I can empathize with that, right?
It's paid for our opinions here on Sky Blue Stories.
Exactly. I'd release Miloš Ninković.
What the fuck? No. I'm leaving the studio.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Okay.
It was not worth it just funny. To get Jonathan to slip up. Not it was brilliant.
Just need a moment to gather myself.
I know. Should we risk going to the ACL and risk getting banned and not go from dit_3?
Well, if we don't go, I believe then we can't play in the next ACL.
Awesome. Let's not go.
That's why you said risk getting banned.
Let's not go.
Oh, you get banned. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See.
It's a similar question about do we just send
and there's
youth.
Money involved. And
How much money do we get? Even from the group stages.
Probably not much, hundreds of thousands.
Maybe enough to cover flights there. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're not business class, right? So
duty free shopping though.
Yeah, look.
Nothing's open in the airport to shopping.
Yeah, look, we're gonna go. I
would like to see us not play. I don't think there's a great preseasons against SIPG and Yokohama and
play some youth. Play around with the formation, play around with different combinations and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will Corica finally play more youth this season?
Mm.
No.
I reckon he will because we'll be playing midweek games into weekend games into midweek games to try and fit the 26 rounds into 6 months essentially. So I reckon you'll see the minutes go up, yes.
Yeah, see some rotation, easing the workload on the players.
Yeah, you might not really have a choice.
Yeah.
With no new jersey on offer, should CFC offer Simon Hill tees and caps at merch stores again? From strip tees. So, Jonathan, there's a strip tees link here. Which you sent out in also our Facebook chat, but can you kind of clarify?
Yeah, so Striptease is an independent mob who basically link into the soccer Twitter, but also the Australian football culture and produce custom works. So they've
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, so they've teamed up with Simon Hill, the voice of the A-League, to basically commemorate and put into work some of his quotes from previous A-League games. And Sydney FC haven't gone unnoticed, so they've got a couple of shirts and caps and mugs and things that you can get on their One of the quotes from Del Piero's first goal in sky blue colours, and the other one, the very famous "Dreams have come true, sky blue." So get on there and have a look. Should what's the actual question? Should they offer it?
Oh, look, at most stands.
Go check it out. We're hoping to actually have some stuff to offer to you guys throughout the year as well, hopefully in partnership with Striptease. So we're talking to those boys at the moment, boys and girls, to try and see what we can find for you.
Great T-shirts, an awesome Sky Blues hoodie as well.
I like the hoodie.
They've got some soccer slogans. They've got some Socceroos stuff. There's some international. There's some vintage. It all looks really bloody cool. Yeah,
nice, great. Nice and classy stuff. Nice,
yeah, actually classic. Looks not
like it wouldn't age.
Yeah, so look, there's one here, Simon Hill's notes, 84 Cahill 1-1, 89 Cahill 2-1, 90 Aloisi 3-1. Like
Japan.
Just brilliant.
Kaiserslautern.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, soccer, repeat. Like awesome. Anfield, Bernabeu, San Siro, Heinmar. Oh.
I thought you said Enfield for a second.
Yeah, so I kind of perked up.
That's Striptease, striptease.com.au. We're not getting paid. We don't have a partnership with them yet, but please go check them out. Really wicked stuff there. Next one's from Arto. Welcome back, Arto. Given the negative vibes over the reduced salary cap and that we'll have all bar one, maybe two, no Gowser, of our squad from last season back, do you think we're a... I'm going to say winner.
Oh, I think it was a lock. Sorry.
A lock for the premiership.
Yep.
Who do you think are legitimate challenges to us? Am I being overconfident? Yes, we're a lock.
Well, we've seen the least amount of movement.
Wood desk.
Interesting to see what happens with the Scum out west with their new coach. Melb City, of course, will be there and thereabouts.
How dare they hire someone that seems like they might actually be competent.
Yeah, but he still won't last more than 3 months, like 6 months.
Interesting what happens with Wellington this year. You know, they've come over recently, haven't they?
Yeah, they're doing pre-season in Wollongong.
I want them to do well. I like them. I like their style of football. I like Ufuk. I hope,
it's a good point that Ardo makes. You know, you take out Lafondra. From what we understand, Ryan McGowan is going to join the team in Qatar. That's what we understand, but we'll see what happens with that. At the moment, I think Wilco and Ben Warland have been the preferred choice in the preseason games. We've also seen a lot of Paddy Flotman, actually, so there's a bit of cover there. And then you've also got Anton Milanovic, who was recently on trial with Dynamo Kiev, but again, another young prospect there. So, but taking Alfie out, it's essentially the same side.
Yeah.
So really, if we get things right, we should go pretty close again.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't see why not. A few of the boys. But
yeah, we're one of the oldest, if not the oldest team, aren't we?
I think we should go pretty close.
Yep.
While you're answering that, I've just got to be honest, I was on the Striptease website and they've got a beautiful T-shirt of Alex Prosk. I don't know if we've all seen.
Oh, really? Sure.
It just says captain and it has his face with a blue beard.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest to our listeners, it's erotic.
You're buying it right now.
That's beautiful.
You?
No, that
I've already purchased it.
That's gorgeous.
They have a lot of great stuff.
Imagine.
Ryan Grant. What a brilliant. Guys, get on Striptease. This is brilliant. The Ryan Grant shirt. He's. Have you seen it?
I'm assuming it's he's got shit hair.
No, it's him with more or less. The mullets down to like his pecs and it's just blue and wavy. That's and it's luscious. Just gorgeous. How brilliant. Anyway. Thanks for that. Our final question comes from Mr. BJ Slowey himself. Thoughts on other teams' recruitment so far?
You might be better placed, Jonathan.
I mean, you just sort of touched on that. But I mean, there hasn't been a hell of a lot of recruitment, has there?
I think teams are a bit of a...
Adelaide's been obliterated. A lot of their youth, Riley McGree... is gone. Brisbane have re-signed quite a few of their players. They've got a couple of NPL players coming in. Scott McDonald's going around again. But yeah, I mean, the Victory have brought in a couple of Poms.
DJ Joey Shepness.
Yeah,
he's come back to Brisbane.
Yeah, I mean, look, it probably is a little bit early to say anything. I mean, Perth. I don't know how they're going to field a squad in the ACL.
Mm.
They've absolutely been decimated as well.
Castro's gone.
No, apparently he's still there.
Oh, he's back on the van.
He's caravan of courage.
Near Cootamundra.
The caravan of courage has returned. But they've got.
He's seen Wolf Creek.
You know, they've got 14 blokes on their books or something. So St. Terry's going to have to work his magic over there and sign a few players.
There's some NBL players.
So slow, yeah. Really. I mean, the real interesting one is MacArthur, and they've actually built. They've built quite a decent side. I was a bit worried about them for a while, but they've got a lot of young players and they've started to beef up their squads with some experienced overseas Europeans and some experienced Aussies. So, and the other thing, and as Ante Milicic came out and said the other day, that a lot of the Aussies they've got we haven't seen before in the A-League. So it'll be interesting to see what those guys
I know guys some were. NPL, NSW players, I think, and tell me from United – can't remember where he's gone, but so you might find some of the clubs dipping into their respective NPL
mm-hmm.
competitions mm-hmm. for some of the crop to fill those final spots. So I know we've pretty much got our recruitment.
Yeah.
We've dotted every I and crossed every T just about, maybe looking for a striker, but we'll see. So 8 weeks to go, transfer windows, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, gentlemen, I think that brings us to the end of the pod. We've been busy. We've gone around the grounds, our socials, Gladys, Branners, our wonderful social media survey. Thank you, James. That was riveting. Bit of club business. Poor old Alfie. We wish him the best of luck and hope he does do well in Mumbai and we'll be across him. I know he's had a preseason game, had a sausage roll.
Nice.
And
is this a chance for us to get Yanko back?
And yeah.
Bring him back, I say.
Oh, people are also saying Bobo as well. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure he's in Brazil. And thanks for the Twitter questions.
He went to India.
Bobo?
He's in Brazilian second division.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back in Brazil now.
Yeah. But look, thanks. He didn't do well in thanks India, guys, for the Twitter questions. Really appreciate your interactions. We'll be dropping this off, well, when you're listening to this, it'll be tomorrow morning. Thursday morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Like I said, we're very close to 500 Twitter followers, which would be awesome if we could break that milestone. Instagram as well, Facebook, a little bit lower on those, but that's cool. We do most of our best work on Twitter. So, again, look, this year we've got a very long guest list lined up. A few people have reached out to already and hope to bring you some fan stories over the next, like we said, it'll be 7 or 8 months. So looking forward to getting back into it.
And just nice to have each other's company once again.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. Most of the time, some of the time.
We'll be back in about a fortnight's time. But, yeah, keep an eye on our socials. Thanks, guys.